want you to listen to a story from Luke chapter 7. And who are you in this story? What reflects to you in this story? And a certain one of the Pharisees was asking him in order that he might eat with him. And having come into the dwelling of the Pharisee, he reclined down to eat. And perceived a woman who was being a sinner in the city. And having come to know that he is lying down to eat in the dwelling of the Pharisee, having carried an alabaster jar of perfumed ointment, and having stood behind alongside his feet weeping, and with her tears she began to rain down upon his feet. And with the hairs of her head she was wiping away. And she was lovingly, like a friend, kissing his feet, and was putting ointment with the perfumed ointment. And having perceived, the Pharisee who called him said in himself, if this one was being a prophet, he would be knowing who and what kind of one the woman is who is touching him, because she is being a sinner. And having answered, Jesus said to him, Simon, I'm having something to say to you. And that one is stating, Teacher, say. There were being two debtors to a certain moneylender. The one was owing 500 denarii, but the other 50. Because they're not having to give forth, he gave grace to both ones. Therefore, who of them will love him more? And having answered, Simon said, I'm taking under consideration that to whom the more he gave grace. And that one said to him, uprightly you judged. And having turned to the woman, he was stating to Simon, are you seeing this woman? I came into your dwelling. You gave not water to me upon the feet. But she herself rained upon my feet with tears and wiped away with her hairs. You gave me not a kiss of love like a friend to me, but from when I came in, she herself thoroughly left not lovingly like a friend kissing my feet. You placed not oil on my head with olive oil, but she herself placed ointment on my feet with perfumed ointment. By reason of this, I'm saying to you, her sins, being many, have been let go, because she loved much. But to whom is being let go little, he is loving little. And he said to her, your sins have been let go. And those who were lying up to eat together began to say in themselves, who is this one who is even letting go sins? But he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go into peace. Who are in the story? There are those who doubted about Jesus. They want to know, who is this person who dared to forgive sins? And I don't think there's anybody in here this morning looking around that still asks that question, who is Jesus? I think we all pretty much know who he is and have faith in him. But there are still plenty who do ask that question about him, and we need to be willing to tell others about who Jesus is and what he's done for them. The Pharisee. You know, most of the time we'll pick out the good characters in the stories and we identify with them. But what about the Pharisee? Is there any Pharisee in us? Is there any Pharisee in us? Beautiful event takes place and the Pharisee doesn't see it. The Pharisee is concerned about rules and the keeping of rules. The Pharisee is more interested in being legalistic and doing everything right as according to what his standard of right is, and he places that over love and the love that is being expressed on both ways. A Savior for a sinner and a sinner for a Savior. A Pharisee is puffed up in self. Puffed up in self to the point that we'll try to put the Savior in his place rather than acknowledging he's in the presence of Almighty God, the Savior of the world, and whatever he does, he needs to learn from him and to absorb what he's doing. But how many times do we get puffed up? It's all about self. And we do the same thing to Jesus. We say, Jesus, you're doing wrong. Jesus, move away. Let me do it. Let me run my life. And then there is a thing that Jesus says that is so convicting, and I think can be convicting to us as we go through the day and we encounter people. Because when we get puffed up as a Pharisee, and we've talked about this, and it's such a subtle and such a real danger, we get to feeling like we're better than someone else. We can look down on someone else and feel superior to them. And any little bit of goodness that we expect have gained from Christ, we're even more prone to do that, like we've gained it in and of ourselves. When we go through life, just let me be careful as we go through our day, if we're looking at anybody in that way, like this Pharisee was looking down on this woman who is a sinner in the city, not recognizing that he too was a what? A sinner. We too are a sinner. This woman is a sinner. How many of us are sinners? We're all sinners. There's just saved sinners and there's lost sinners. There's just sinners who come to Christ for salvation, and there are sinners who are full of self that will hold on to sin and self all the way to the grave and hell and beyond. When we're walking with Christ, I think He can ask us this question and the people we see. Just hear the heart of Christ, the Lord. He's come in. He's not been welcomed. He's not been given even the customary greetings of the day. And here this woman comes in and rains tears down upon His feet, wipes them with the hairs of their head, kisses them, puts perfumed ointment upon His feet. All of this in preparation of Him laying down His life for us all. And that takes place. This woman does such a... Isn't that a beautiful story? Isn't that a beautiful act, what she did? Doesn't that move you every time you hear that story, what this woman did to Christ? Pharisees saw that, was not moved, was indignant, looked down upon the woman. And Jesus said, here's this. He says, Simon, are you seeing this woman? It's like He said, Simon, look at her. Look at her. She's a sinner who needs a Savior, and she's come to me wanting to be saved, wanting to be forgiven of her sins, wanting salvation and hope, and look what she's done and how she's shown her love for me, knowing that I can give her that forgiveness. Are you seeing this woman? When we're following Christ, I think He will continually, as we go through the day, He will say to us, are you seeing that person right there? Are you seeing that person? They're lost. Or they're wondering. Or they're hurting. Are you seeing that person? Are you going to add to their hurt? Are you going to add to their problems? Yeah, they may be lashing at you. Are you seeing that person? Jesus said to Simon, are you seeing this woman? I have a few favorite stories. This is one of mine. Everybody knows who C.S. Lewis is, and I probably may have told the story, but it's one of my favorite. He went to church. It's a high church, fancy church, formal church. And he looked across the aisle, and there was an elderly woman dressed in poor clothes, had the rubber boots that you put over your shoes. We've looked for them. We can't find them anymore. So if you know where to get some, let us know. We could definitely use them about this time. But the rubbers you put over your shoes, and they come up about here. And that's, she had those still on, and there was mud on her boots. And C.S. Lewis, he slipped into being a Pharisee. It's so easy to do. And he was thinking, why didn't she just clean up before she came to church? Or at least just take those rubber boots off at the door before traipsing in to worship on Sunday. And in that Pharisee moment, he says he felt Christ speak so firmly to him. And Jesus said to him, "You're not worthy to lick the mud off that woman's boots." In that story, who do you think the dear one was to the Lord? Who do you think drew near to Christ? The sinner who came in need of a Savior, or the Pharisee? And then there's the woman herself. Knew she was a sinner, knew she had sinned much. She came and she found salvation. She found a letting go of all of her sins. And because she had sinned much, and because much had been let go to her, because much grace had been given to her, she loved Christ much. How much do we love the Lord? That will be a mirror to us how much grace we realize we're operating in. We've acknowledged we're a sinner, haven't we? How many of us are a sinner, that we've sinned a lot in our life? The degree that we realize we are a great sinner, selfish, self-driven, and we need a Savior, and the only way we're saved is by grace, a gift, by what Jesus has done for us and been given to us as a gift, the amount that we're operating, and we really know that we are living by grace, we're going to love Him that much. Love Him that much. And we want to live for Him. We want to do what's pleasing to Him. We want to depend upon Him. How much do you love Him? And this is something that's been emphasized here lately. How much do you really love Him? Not about Him, not about what He's necessarily done for you, but you love Him. That He is the Son of God. He's not a fictional character in a book. He's real. How much do we love Him? Love Him. Not for what He can do for us. Not for what He can... Yes, we love Him for those things, but do we love Him for Him? You know, you can have a husband and wife, and you can give gifts to one another, but you don't want your spouse just to love you for the gift you give, or anybody. You can give a gift to friends and exchange gifts. You don't want that person to love you just what they can give you. You want the gifts to be an expression of love that is felt for that person. How much do we love the Lord and operate in His grace? And finally, as we live for Christ, look to Him, do we see ourselves following in the footsteps of Christ and having the same attitude that He did? Notice who Jesus hung around with. He hung around with the sinners, the tax collectors, the outcasts of the world. That's where He was at. That's who He was reaching out to. He had trouble with the very religious. He had conflicts with them continually. Those sincerely desiring to follow Him out of a brokenness of being a sinner, needing a Savior, that's who he found himself with, reaching out to, seeking to save and to help.